Listen up, Sydney. Mick Molloy is back on Triple M, so buckle up. This is going to be one hell of a ride. Mick and MG in the morning.
Yes, welcome to the big Thursday edition of Mick and MG in the morning. I'm a bit one step behind. Play went to the boxing last night. What a great evening it was. Managed to get a couple of prescriptions off the ringside doctor. And
I tell you what, the camera likes you. The camera.
Oh, don't you be like that.
No, it does. It followed you everywhere you went.
Did it? Hope it didn't follow me on the way home. I stopped at every single pub I could find. A great night. I love the boxing. It's a load of fun. I remember once, hello MG and hello Cat, by the way.
Hello, my man.
I remember once going to the Commonwealth Games.
Mm-hmm.
It was in Melbourne, and it was the boxing, which is the amateur boxing.
Yes.
And mate, I'd had a couple, and my mate, Chowie, had had a couple. And we were sitting there, and we were giving it to them. We're going, where's the ring, girls, you idiots? Take off the headgear, you loser. And like, eventually, everyone else is going, cut it out, would you? Just cut it out. And we go, we just spent the whole time going, you know, they were just so nice about it.
Take your headgear off. Get your headgears off. What are you doing?
Give him one while he's down. it was a load of, it's all over in 3 minutes and everyone looked like they were from private schools. Not enough tats for my liking.
Not enough bikies.
Not enough criminals in the crowd, That's what you look forward to. I went once to the boxing, I think it might have been a Jeff Fenwick fight, and the Herald Sun in Melbourne ran a front page, double page spread with arrows pointing out all the underworld figures, and it would have, all the bikies with arrows here, bikes that here, and then an arrow with my name on it sitting at one of the ringside tables. My mum rang me up and goes, Michael, you're disgusting. I didn't raise you to hang out with people like that. What are you doing, son? I knew when that was out, I was in trouble. You'd love the boxing, MG.
Love the boxing. I've been to many Jeff Fenwick fights, many Costa Zoo fights, and I saw Timmy Zoo's very first professional fight in Adelaide about 5 or 6 years ago on the undercard to Green and Mundine, and that was the first time we kind of saw him and went, this kid is very, very special, and look at him now.
One to watch. We should go. If he ever fights in Vegas, you and me should go for the show. I'm not for myself, not for my enjoyment I'll receive, but I'm prepared to do this for Triple M. Here's what I'm prepared to do. I'm prepared to go to Vegas. Mm-hmm. I'm prepared to get front row seats to the boxing, and I'm prepared, I don't believe I'm saying this, to get a drink card from Triple M to the value of $50,000. And a very, very large hotel room. Is there anything else I can do for this network?
You're so kind and giving. Mm. You're just a very giving man.
Well, it's good promotion for Triple M, right?
Bloody oath.
Not with what you would get up to.
It'll be promotion, all right. There'll be a lot of free promotion.
Slate our faces.
Yeah, there might be some bail money Triple M will be requiring. So let's do it, MG. Let's do it.
I'm with you, baby. I'm with you.
Tick-tock. Checking the latest online. No. It's Mick Talk.
Okay, this one's a little weird and a little creepy, but we need to unpack it. Bizarre photos of Elon Musk have surfaced where he's kissing a robot. This guy's a weirdo. He's the richest man in the world. If he wants to kiss a robot, I guess he can kiss a robot. He can probably make the robot, shoot the robot into space, wait till it returns and then kiss it. That's what he does.
And then tweet it.
He pretty much does what he wants, doesn't he? He shot his first car into space. That seems like a load of fun. Yeah. What was your first car, MG?
My first car was a HG Kingswood. It was modified, but it had centre lines, had a 350 Chev. It was a beautiful... It won third prize in the Easter show car department.
Was involved in a hit and run, knocked over a 7-Eleven at one stage, a smash and grab on a bottle shop. Apart from that, it was all good.
Only one.
So if you were the richest man in the world, and you owned your own rocket, would you shoot that car into space?
Probably not. No. I think of other things that I could shoot into space, a la, you know, enemies or something like that.
My first car wasn't as sexy as that. My first car was the Chocky Beast.
Mine was chocolate as well.
Chocky Beast, which was a diarrhea brown Toyota Corolla. But my nickname for the first 6 months was Windscreens O'Brien after I bedded a woman on the bonnet. Hello!
Hello.
Look out, here he comes. It's Windscreens O'Brien.
Bonnet boy.
Bonnet boy. Anyway, but I never kissed a robot. Have a look at the pictures. Not only is he kissing the robot,
it's a robot,
he's also got his hand on robot butt.
Yep. He's weird.
I don't know if that's all right. And look, he's got a handful of robot boob.
Does he?
He does. If you have a look at the pictures.
Oh, my God.
It's all metal. What's the go with him?
It's like tenderly around her waist as well.
Yeah. He's got some.
I mean, Kat, would you have a crack at Dexter? Would you?
Look, now, I wouldn't say no.
Would you let Dexter fill you up?
What area? Where are we going? Or should
what about ask? What about? Hey, what about the robot from Lost in Space? He can give you a nipple cripple. You know, with those, you know, the pincers. He can pinch your bottom.
Will Robinson.
Danger, danger, cat, danger.
Well, if he's tender, then I'm all for it. Is there a tender robot?
He's not going to be tender. He's all claws. He's all claws.
Well, I'm not interested in that.
You'd have to take his power pack off him.
Yeah, no.
Maybe he took the power pack off and he would.
Yes.
Just, I need a wind down robot.
Would you like to sit down and have a meal with Elon Musk? Like, would you like to have a long lunch with him? Is he the type of guy you'd like to do that with?
I don't feel like he'd be a small talker. I feel like he'd go straight to science and maybe straight to bedroom talk. That would be it.
Yeah. He's really committed to this robot.
Mm.
Like, you have a... really... I'd hate to see him alone with a Dalek.
Where's the WD-40?
That'll be out. That's what he calls the old lube.
Oh, yeah, WD-40.
Keep it down.
Oh, that's better. That's better.
He's the richest man in the world. He's kissing a robot.
Yeah, he's got issues.
I might go and pash a toaster. Yeah. I think we're done.
I think so too.
I'm going to sleep with a stove.